531.
We are joined now by Flo Samuels, Regional Labour Market Manager for the Ministry of Social Development in Auckland, joining us now on Pacific Days for more on help available around employment and income support through the Ministry for Social Development. Kia ora, Flo. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Kia ora, Brian. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Flo, firstly, what is Work and Income doing to help people into employment during this time?
Yeah, thanks for that question, Brian. So Ministry of Social Development are working really hard, and it's a key priority focus of ours to support people into getting into work. MSD offer a range of services, products and programs to support New Zealanders and Kiwis getting into work and staying in work. We have a really passionate team and a dedicated team, Brian, in our frontline services who want to help employers and job seekers in Auckland. Our team source employment opportunities, they match people to roles, and they support employers and employees to stay in work, get into work, and retain suitable skills to get into those jobs. Some of our support also includes industry-specific training, short-term pre-employment training programs, and/or training and mentoring whilst they're in the job. For people who have also been impacted from the fallout of COVID-19, we can also support employers and job seekers with an online recruitment tool. And this tool is free for users, and it's a jobs board that enables employers to list jobs and also connect with New Zealanders who want to look for work. We also have another platform that we call Work the Seasons, and it's a seasonal recruitment portal recently enhanced to include accommodation listings as well. Another service that MSD are leading is what we call Connected, and this service is to help New Zealanders connect to the wide range of employment, education and training support and advice available through government agencies. To find out a little bit more about what Connected has to offer, please visit the website at www.connected.govt.nz.
Awesome. I understand also the expansion of the flexi wage. Can you tell us more about that, Flo?
Yeah, great question and great opportunity too, Brian. So if employers are looking to hire staff, MSD might be able to support finding someone suitable for them to hire and also provide a flexi wage support to take on this person. What flexi wage can do is it helps to include a wage contribution, training and in-work support, otherwise known as pastoral care. And also another new thing is businesses may be able to get flexi wage support to an employee who's at risk of being made redundant, and they can help employ that person in a different role within their business while they gain the skills they need to do the new job. So the breakdown of costs available to an employer that they could get up to in a flexi wage is obviously it depends on the level of support that candidate needs. So for 24 weeks, an employer can get up to $6,624, including GST, which includes about $276 a week. Or an employer could get over a 36-week period, total of $9,936 GST inclusive, which again equates to $276 a week. So there's some great incentives out there for employers to take on our people and our whānau. Outside of these two general bands, we also have some discretion to pay a different amount if the candidate has complex or specific needs that they're needing to get into a job.
Now, how can
if employers would like to know a little bit more information about what FlexiWage is about and where to access this, they can visit our website on www.workandincome.govt.nz.
Very nice. Now, how can people looking for work in Auckland move into employment, Flo?
Like we said earlier, Brian, we are really invested in trying to support our people and Aucklanders and New Zealanders into employment. Right now, we're at an alert level two and our offices are open, but we are operating using a booked appointment system. So if you do want to come in and see somebody about an appointment, please contact us, of which I will go over our ways, the three opportunities to contact us a little bit later on. For job seekers, we will support your pathway into employment. If it's training and upskilling or connections into the labour market that you need, we can help. For businesses, we can help you source the right talent and the right fit for your organisation.
So if people want to get hold of Work and Income, what is the best way, please, Flo?
So we have three options, or a number of options. One of our ways is you could visit our website, and that again is by going to workandincome.govt.nz. That has a lot of information and is updated regularly. If you've registered with us, you could log on to your MyMSD and you can do a lot of things on there. You could update your payment card details, your details, apply for a food grant if you needed to on there, or find out when your next appointment is, or if you needed to declare some income and declare some income. So you can register. If you are registered, use your MyMSD website. Otherwise, alternatively, we do have an 0800 number that you can call and speak with us, and we'll be able to see what we can do to best ascertain the support you need. So if you did need to contact us, you could contact us on 0800 559 009. And for seniors, if you needed some support, please call 0800 552 002.
What other support is available to businesses from Working Income currently, please, Flo?
We have two COVID support payments that are available to businesses at all alert levels available now. The first one being the Leave Support Scheme. This helps you pay for your employers, including workers on casual contracts, if they are required to isolate and they cannot work from home. It's paid for up to 2 weeks at a rate of $585.50 a week for employees working 20 hours or more, and $350 a week for employees working less than 20 hours. We also have another assistance available called the short-term absence payment, and this helps you pay for your employees, including workers on casual contracts, if they can't work from home while they're waiting for a COVID test result. Again, more information about wage subsidy and the eligibility of the criteria is on our website, which is updated regularly. So please visit our website if you'd like to know more.
And final words to our listeners and online viewers today, please, Flo.
So for employers, we have support available to help your business find, train, and retain great talent. We have direct access to the largest pool available of talent in New Zealand and can help businesses take on new staff with financial assistance and a range of in-work support. For job seekers, we can support you with your pathway to employment. If it's training, upskilling, or connections into the labour market, we can help you. And when you're not working, if you've lost your job or you can't work at the moment, you may be able to get a benefit or some form of financial support from MSD. Check out what you might qualify for on our website on www.workandincome.govt.nz. And finally, Brian, we are here to help pursue your aspirations. Employers, job seekers, we're here to help MSD. Please reach out anytime.
Regional Labour Market Manager with the Ministry of Social Development in Auckland, Flo Samuels. Flo, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. We really appreciate it, and all the best. Thank you and have a great day. Cheers.
Thank you, Brian.